I'd just like to share some thoughts of the Haggadah. In terms of, the easiest for me was simply to print out from the Rambam his Nusach HaHaggadah, which is very, very close to ours, rather than try to find Haggadah online. So we begin the Haggadah, in words, Maskil HaKos Sheni, and we say, Holach Ma'anya Diachalu Avasana Bi'ara De Mitzrayim. L'chara, we have over here a double question. In other words, what is this Asher HaChalu Avasana Bi'ara De Mitzrayim? L'chara, the matzah we're eating the night of the Seder is Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you look down after the quote from the Haggadah, so there's a pasuk in Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Lamites, Vayofu Es HaBotzek, Asher Hotziu Mi Mitzrayim, Ugos Matzos, Kilo Chametz. They ate also al matzos umaroim the night before. So that's a whole mahalach of how Baruch Hashem we're above history. And even though the yitzi was only going to be the next day at night, they were keilu, they were masnehim chagurot. It's naleim chagurot. And they were set to go, and keilu they went. But the achol of asanad ba'ara de mitzrayim lachor refers to achma anya. Lechem of Avodim. So what are we talking about over here? Lechem of Avodim or Lechem of Cherus? So this is dealt with both by the Sfarno and the Ramban in Chumash, that in Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, in Devarim, we have the Pasuk that deals with Matzos or Lechem Oni, and it points out, Ki b'chi pazon yotzasa me'eretz Mitzrayim, Leman tiskor es yom tzeschem eretz Mitzrayim ko yimei chayech, right? This is the Pasuk for Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, twice a day, every day and every night. What is this concept of lechem oni? So the Sfarno over there writes, lechem shayu ochim ba'oni, shelo haya lehem p'nai lehashosi sosam, ad shetechmatz, b'nei noksim otzim. Namely that the symbol, the Rav speaks about this very, very much, that an eved does not live within a construct of time. His time doesn't belong to him. His time belongs to his master. And over here, the bread that he ate, he wasn't able at all to satiate himself, to enjoy it. It was always under lachatz of the noksim atzim, that it symbolized simply that everything that he had, that there was no cheres at all. Then ki b'chipazon yatzasa hatam raskir chipazon halechem ki tmurat oso chipazon haoni hayalacha acharka chipazon hagu'ula kinyan hafachti evlam lasason. Namely, this same lechem that had symbolized avdus, now this is symbolizing cherus, but a cherus of we're going from one avdus to another cherus, to another avdus. We're going from the chipazon of being an eved to the mitzvim, to being an eved to Kudsha Brichu. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us this lechem oni to serve both as a reminder of where we came from and where we're headed. The Ramban says the same thing in two lines. Ubir kan dvarim rabim ki hiskir b'matzah shetiyeh lechem oni lehagid ki tziva lizkor sheyotzu b'chipazom. Namely, the Sfarno took this concept from the Ramban, that we have over here the act of eating matzah with the proper kavana really is the tamsis of all of Magid, Maslo Bignusu Messiah Bishevach. That within the matzah we both have a zikaron of the afdus, of the shibud, and a zikaron of the cherus. L'chora, I think that the Rav mentioned it, but if not, it's clear that the Rambam has an introduction to Magid, Bebehilu Yatzana B'Mitzrayim. Right? Maschel HaKosheni V'Omer, Bebehilu Yatzana B'Mitzrayim. That Behilu Yatzana B'Mitzrayim, that's the Holach Ma'anya, the Achol HaVasana, V'Arad the Mitzrayim. In other words, that the Chipazon represents both the Shibud and the Geula. It represents becoming a Ezel Ben Chorin, someone who's Meshubah to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We go from the Chipazon of being an Eved, of not having time, to a world of being a Ben Chorin, a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, that we're in charge of time. However, that simultaneously we're an Avdu Dekut Shebrichu, that we do things b'chipazon under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's Aleph. Then the Magid continues, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yecho, Kol Ditzrich Yesev Yivsach. Here there's a very, very beautiful grah Most of us know the Gra on the Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Vav Shivas Yamim Tochal Matzos, that in the Maaser Rav points out that we have a mitzvah. We have a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah all 7 days, and the fact that the Gemara calls it reshus klape the first night, which is a chova, it's reshus. However, it's eating matzah all 7 days according to the graph. It became mitzvah midoraisahu. Person's yotze mitzvah midoraisa of shivas yamim tochal matzos. But there's another gra al pi hashmua that compares pasuk vav to pasuk zayin. Pasuk vav we have shivas yamim tochal matzos binyan kal. And in Pasuk Zayin, we have Matzos Ye Ochel E Shivas Yamim. We have the Nifal. And the question is, what over here is the meaning of moving from the Kal to the Nifal? So the Gra understood that there's a unique mitzvah of Tztaka in Matzah. That you're supposed to eat Matzah. And just like the Bukhal, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is to be Mesameach, Hagera, Yasam, V'Almana. On Leil HaSeder, there's a unique mitzvah. Maybe this is even the makar of Maos Chitim of the Yerushalmi and Baba Basra. Matzos Ye Ochel, to see that others have, and the grower's medayik, as he always is, that the first matzos, tochal matzos, is written chaser, and the second one is written mole, matzos Ye Ochel. Then when it comes to giving tzedakah, it's vachlu bisharecha v'saveyu. You're supposed to give the honey that you should be saveya. When you're eating, so you can cut down. You can go down to a kezias. But when you're giving tzedakah, that you have to give all the way. And then the next line of the Halach Ma'anya fits in so beautifully. Namely, when we're mekayim, kol dichvin yesei v'yechol, kol disrich yesei v'yistach, when we're mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, in its fullest manner of sharing with others, then shatahacha l'shana haba b'aradi Yisrael, shatahacha l'shana haba b'nei chari, that we have a pasuk, tzion b'mishpati padev v'shaveh b'tztaka, that the geula will come due to tztaka. So in other words, the Baal HaHagadah puts this in. We have the b'raisa, g'dola tztaka shemekareves es ha-geula. It's our perek, right? In Ashutfim, shenemar ko'amar Hashem. So over here, this is, in other words, that we move from the world of kol dichvin yesev yeichol and mirtz Hashem into a world of a geula. Okay, then the Seder continues with the Manishtana. The Manishtana also, the Chora, is very parallel to what we spoke about in the Chochma Anya, that the Barbanel asked. The Manishtana is dealing with four pratim that lechora go in two different directions. That eating matzah and haseba, let's go the other way around. In other words, that eating matzah and maror, if we view the matzah as lechem oni and the maror, that's the zecher l'shibud, and the tevila and the mesubin, that's a zecher l'cherus. And the manishtana is that we do these simultaneously, namely the matzah of lechem ani, we eat behaseba. The maror, which represents the shibud, we do a tevila. Namely, that again, that we're involved in remembering simultaneously the maslu b'knus u'mesayim b'shevach. Simultaneously, we have a zikaron of the shibud and of the geula. And that's the answer to the manishtana. Avodim ha'yinu l'faro b'mitzrayim v'yotzeinu Hashem elokeinu misham. In other words, that we have the whole Leil HaSeder, the whole Magid, is also compressed into these words. But the means of the Yitzia is Biyad Chazaka uvizroa netuya. So Biyad Chazaka, that's the pasuk, that's the answer to the question of the Ben Chacham in Dvarim Vav Kaf Aleph Amarta. Le'bincha, avadim hayinu lefaro mimitzrayim, yotzeinu Hashem misham, yotzeinu Hashem mimitzrayim, biyad chazaka. Okay, so the Baal Haggadah is quoting the pasuk, but we don't have Zeru Netuya in the answer to the Ben Chacham. Zeru Netuya comes in only later in Arami Obedavi. It comes in the parsha of Bikurim. Vayotzeinu Hashem mimitzrayim, in Perek Avav pasuk Ches, biyad chazaka, uvizro Netuya, moragado bosos of emosim. What over here is the Baal Haggadah bringing in this Zeru Netuya into the pasuk that's mentioned earlier to the answer to the Chacham? So the Rav said, I think it's in the Haggadah of Yitzi Lichtenstein, that the Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein, sorry. I think it's in his Haggadah that he pointed out that the Yad Chazaka relates to what was in Mitzrayim, and the Zroa Netuya relates to the Doros. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has the Zroa Netuya, that there is the concept of Omdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu B'Yodam. That's the Zroa Netuya towards the future, and then we would understand that this would be a Maftir and Achar Pesach Afikoman, the answer we give to the Ben Chacham, that the taste of the matzah should remain with us because we live constantly in the Hemshech of Yitzias Mitzrayim, step by step, to be followed in Yitz Hashem by a Geula Shleima. The Baal Haggadah then continues, V'ilu lehotzei Kadosh Baruch Hu es avoseinu mimitzrayim, harei anu v'neinu v'neinu mishubanim ha'inu lefaru b'mitzrayim, and there's a unique kiyum of chayev adam liros satzmo kiyu hu yatsa mimitzrayim, so we have to feel that this really is shayach to each and every one of us. And then the Baal Haggadah continues, Afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevonim, kulanu zakenim, kulanu yodim es ha-Torah mitzvah nilasaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim. Namely, that the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is not an issue of using our reaching a certain level of understanding, because then the Chacham is already on that level of understanding, but rather, again, it's an experiential phenomena that we have to relive Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chayav Adam Liros es Atzmo ki Hu Yotza, Mainaf Gemina fi Zachacham or a Navon or a Zaken. He's currently being Yotze, and if he's currently being Yotze, so he has a Chiyuv of Sipur. We find this by one other mitzvah in the Torah, that the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga in Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, says that that's the concept also of Hakel. Uses the same language as the Baal Haggadah. Afilu chachamim gedolim, shiyodim kol haTorah kula, chayavim lishmoa b'kavana gedola yisera. Because the whole concept is lo kavah hakasuv, except that yira atzmo kilu atan itztavaba. That the parsha of Hakel is that a person is supposed to recreate Mamad Har Sinai. He's supposed to recreate that experience. Mipi hagvura shoma. That Hamelech Hashliach Hu Hashmiya Divrei Hakel in the Lashon of the Rambam, and so we have these two experiential mitzvahs of putting ourselves into the framework of the experience, both in terms of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which would be the Shibud and the Yitzia, and in terms of Mamad Har Sinai, that since they're both experiential, so they're stressed that Afilu Chachamim Hagadolim, Afilu Kulanu Chachamim. V'chol Hamarich, that's the language of the Rambam, ours is Chol Hamarbe, B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hareza Meshubach, going back to the text of the Baal Haggadah, that's the Siman, that a person views himself as Kiyu Hu Yotzei Mitzrayim. If he's just saying it about what happened to his ancestors, there's no reason for him to be Marich. But the moment something happens to you, you just continue flowing. It doesn't stop. You just have memories, and you want to express a tremendous hakaras hatov. Just going back, the Zroa Netuya we mentioned is found in the parsha of Bikurim. That's the parsha of hakaras hatov. That the hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be not only about the past. Hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be on the present and in Yirtz Hashem the future as well. Maisa b'Rav Eliezer b'Rav Yoshua, the Haggadah continues, b'Rav Elozer ben Azariah b'Akiva b'Tarfon. Here we have a Maisa, namely, Filu Kolanu Chachamim, Kolanu Nevonim. There are no Chachamim and Nevonim, like these Tanoim. Hayu Mesubim b'Bnei Brak, Hayu Mesafim b'Siyas Mitzrayim, Kol Oso Halayla. L'chora, I'm not mistaken, I think it's Rav Shlomo Kluger, who's Medayik, in the language of the Baal Haggadah, like one side within a very, very important Machokas Rishonim. We all know that there's a Mitzvah of Haseba. Mitzvah of Haseba is for Arba Kosos, Mitzvah of Haseba is for Achilas Matzah. What about when one says the Haggadah? Does one say the Haggadah in a posture of Haseba, or does one say the Haggadah, and that's a good part of the night, or does one say the Haggadah in a posture of sitting at attention? So the Mishnah Brura, on the bottom of the page, when the Mechaber has very, very little about Magid. Sacha Kol, a sif and a half in the middle of Siman Tuf Ayin Gimel. I think it's Sifim Vav, Zayin Mashu Gaza Hey Vav. Ech Shlo Yeh. The Mechaber mentions Kore Kol HaGada, so the Mishnah Berurah says, V'ein Lomar Beheseba. You should not be saying the Haggadah in a posture of Cherus. Rak Be'ema Uviyira. He quotes the Shavah. However, even though this is the Mishnah Berurah, but in other words, there is another daya, which is that of the Meiri. The Meiri, and Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, when he deal, if you look in the middle of the third line, after he points out why we're not Meisei for Maror, he says, Arba Kosav Kulan Tzrikan Haseba, Hein Shtiyatam, in other words, the drinking itself of the Arba Kosos, Hein Devarim Shehein Mesudarim Alehem. In other words, each kos has a section of the Seder that it relates to. And those also require Haseba. Kiddush, I mean, you know, in other words, generally we say standings, that solves the problem. But Kriyas HaHagadah, Kriyas Halel, Birkas HaMazon, V'im Haya Mesev B'chol HaSuda HaRezim Meshubach. Namely, that which the Mishnah Berurah says that the Haseba is Dafka for the Suda, in other words, by the Beis Achir. No, the Haseba is Dafka for the Magid, for the Kriyas HaGadah and the Halel and the Birkas HaMazon. That should be done by Haseba. L'chora, I think Rav Shlomo Kluger brings a raya from the language of the Maisa. Hayim Mesubim B'bnei Brak, Hayim Mesaprim B'tzias Mitzrayim, Kol Oso Halayla. L'chora, the Mesubim relates to the Sipur. Okay? Then the Baal Haggadah continues. Amar Lehem Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Hare Ani Keven Shivim Shana Velo Zachisi Shemei Sias Mitzrayim Balelos, Ad Shedrosha ben Zoma, Shene Emar, Leman Tiskor Yom Seisko, Me Eretz Mitzrayim Ko Yemei Chayecha, Yemei Chayecha Hayamim Ko Yemei Chayecha Halelos. That we have the Baal Haggadah moving from the mitzvah that we've been involved in. We've been involved in a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's moving to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a daily mitzvah. Leman Tizkor Yom Seischam Eretz Yitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. It's a daily mitzvah. Kol Yemei Chayecha. The only question is it once a day or twice a day? But it's Kol Yemei Chayecha. What exactly is this doing over here in the middle of the Haggadah is an excellent question, because l'chora, these two mitzvos are very, very, very different from one from another. It's the famous Torah of Reb Chaim. The Rav told us that Reb Chaim every year used to begin his Seder with giving the three differences between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if you turn over the page, that's the, you know, it's the Rambam points out in his Hakadama to Hilchos Chametzu Matzah that within the eight mitzvahs, the eighth mitzvah is L'saper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim Ba'oso HaLayla, which is built on a different pasuk. Right, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph Mitzvos Asay Shel Torah L'Saper Benisim V'Niflaos Shen Ne'emar Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh Tzasim Mitzrayim. That here we have a pasuk in Parshas Bo of Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh, the pasuk of Leman Tizkor Yom Seischam Eretz Yisrael Kol Yemei Chayecha. That's a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. We're dealing with two different psukim. And again, one mitzvah is a daily mitzvah, and this mitzvah of the Zohar as Hayom Hazeh is Bavur Zelo Amarti El Veshah Sheish Matzu Omar Amunachim Lefanecha. It's a one-time mitzvah. So what's the difference between the daily mitzvah and the one-time mitzvah? So Reb Chaim pointed out that there are three differences. One difference is that one is Yotzei, the mitzvah of Zecher, Litzias Mitzrayim, of the Zikaron, with a statement that the last pasuk of Parashas Vayomer, in other words, Antizkaru, in other words, that with the moment one says that Hashem Hotzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, then your Yotzei the Mitzvah, that one statement, your Yotzei. Masha'en came, the Sipur, by its nature, requires a Pirut, Kol HaMarbe B'Dvarim, HaHareza Meshubach, Kol HaMarich B'Dvarim, in the language of the Rambam, in Perek Zayin Halacha Dalad, the Rambam begins Sarach HaHaskel Bignus Ulesayim B'Shevach. All of this is part of the Sipur of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That we have all of the details. The more details, the more that you have a Sipur. The second distinction that Reb Chaim mentioned was that in Zechira, it is simply remembering a fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. In the Sipur, we have to remember also the Ta'amei HaMitzvos. That's Halacha Hey. That we have the Mishnah, Im Sachim, Kol Shalo Amar Shloshet Varim Elu, what is the shloshet dvarim that we're supposed to be saying? Pesach al shumma, right? Maror al shumma, matza al shumma, and then the Rambam concludes dvarim elu kula nikrim haagada, that the haagada, the sipur yitzias Mitzrayim, is the ta'amei hamitzvos that we're supposed to link the mitzvos with the historical events that are represented by them. So that's the second distinction. And the third distinction is that of the method of the remembrance, that in the world of Zechira, a person does that by stating a statement. Ma she'en kein, by the world of Sipur, it has to be as a dialogue. Derech she'la u'tshuva. Ein lo ben, Rambam and Halacha Gimel, ishto, show alto engo isha show alin zelazem manishtana figo hayu kulam chachamim haya levado show alatzmo manishtana halayla hazet. That those are the three classic distinctions. The Rav in Shir added two more distinctions. The fourth distinction, namely the one that the Rav added, is based on the text of the Haggadah itself. That in the bracha, since I already dealt with the text that I brought on the first page, but if in the middle of the second page I also quote the Haggadah, U'b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros esatzmo, haros esatzmo, kilu hu yotzam im Mitzrayim. And then the text continues, lefikach anu chayavim lehodos lehalel shabeach lefoyer, etc. That lefikach, according to the Rav, is the fourth distinction between Sipur and Zechira. That in Sipur, the Sipur is supposed to lead to a halav hodah. That it turns into one unit. If you're mesaper and you feel that you yourself are currently going out, it should bring you lahodos lahalo lefikach anu chayavim lahodos lahalo. The Rambam says this in the Sefer Hamitzvos that the mitzvah kufnun zayin is lesaper biyitzias Mitzrayim, and there he includes kol mashi yosef b'mamar v'yarech b'dvarim b'hagdolas masha asalanu. As we pointed out, the Sipur is with all the pratim. And then, uvahodos lo yisbarach amashi gemalanu mechasadav. In other words, that the Hallel is part and parcel of that Sipur. That gives it the nature of a Sipur. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Yitzhak Lichtenstein added, that I heard from the Rav, that Rav Yitzhak Lichtenstein added two other rayos, one from the Ran and Megillah, that according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that we have Chatzos as a cutoff point for Achilas Matzah and Haggadah. It's also the cutoff point for Hallel. L'chora, why should they be interconnected unless we'll say that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is, and the Hallel are one and the same, that we have over here the Lefikach. And the second was a diuk from a language of Lashon and Rashi, that we know that lechem oni, lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. So Rashi says that dvarim harbe are halel v'hagoda. Not just hagoda, but halel v'hagoda. Okay, so that's the fourth distinction. The fifth distinction, I think the Rav liked the most, and that is, again, going back to the text of the Haggadah on the first page, that after we bring in the two mitzvos, that of Sipur and that of Zechira, the Baal Haggadah has an introduction to Manishtana, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenosan Torah Liyamo Yisrael Baruch Hu. What over here is this section of bringing in a bracha in the middle of the text of Magid? So the Rav understood that since we're about to be Doresh, the Psukim of Arami, Oved Avi, that the mitzvah of Sipur also involves Talmud Torah. And if Sipur involves Talmud Torah, then there's room for a Birkas HaTorah. That is found in the Rishonim. In other words, if you look in the Haggadah of Pesach of the Ritva, so he says, Baruch HaMakom Shenasan Torah Yamo Yisrom Neshet Sorach Lidrosh Arba Psukim Chalukim B'inyanam Sheneem Ruba Torah Be'esek Arba Banim Ulekach Masu Levarech Es Hashem Shenasan Lanu Torah Shlema. Similarly, in the Shibolei Haleke, he says, Yesh Meforshim, Lefi Sheratzu Lidrosh Mikros Halalo Haksuvim Ba'arba Banim, Maschil Lebirkas HaTorah, uses that language black and white, V'chein Pirsher Ben Yeshayazal, Hascholas Hadroshahi, Omevorach Tchila, V'acharkach Doresh. So we have over here the fifth distinction between Zechira and Sipur, that the Zechira is an announcement, it's a statement. However, the Sipur not only is an issue of having all the pratim, and not only is an issue of, having all the pratim, and not only an issue of having the ta'amim, and not only an issue of derech she'ela v'tshuva, thank you very much, and not only an issue of halel, but also of drisha. And that is brought in the Rambam itself in Halacha Dalad, that after he mentions that one should be maskul v'gnus, masayim v'shevach, and go through all the pratim, v'hu she yidrosh me'aram yavi avid ad sheyigmar kol ha'parsha, v'kol ha'mosif hu marich bidrash parsha zo hareza mishubach. Namely, that there's an inyan of the pratim of the shibud and the yitziah, and then there's also an inyan of being marich bidrash ha'parsha. I found in the Hamikdavar a very beautiful understanding that rather than stress the distinctions between the Sipur and the Zechira, rather than stress the distinctions between the one-time mitzvah and the daily mitzvah, to understand how these two are working in tandem. There's a certain interconnection between the two. That the Netziv gives a beautiful mashal. He says, "Ukamoshe ha'av," the last maramakom, "Ukamoshe ha'av mesaper libno ma'aseh sheyesh bo musar v'hasipur aroch kidei sha'a." In other words, that a father wants to say over something that he experienced and pass it on to his family, and it's a long story. It takes a long time to tell the story, and it's very important that they hear the story. B'chol yom maskiro beremez kal kol hasipur. It's very important that the story be remembered, even with a remez kal, daily. And then b'chol shana chozer umesaper michadosh ki yaseh shoresh bilavavo. That connection, that every day there's a hint to the story, and then it's expressed in detail one day of the year, that will have a lasting value. Kach mitzvah laso sipur aruch bozeh ha'layla, u'b'chol yom sagi b'zachira levad. I was thinking that l'chora we have, it's the unfortunately we're dealing with the opposite side in the world of Golas. We're dealing with the Churban, that we have the same framework, that we have the sipur on Tisha B'Av with all of the kinos and all of the medrashim v'chulei. And then every day we have a zecher l'churban. Every day we have a remez that breaking a cup at the wedding and amal ama and v'chulei. In other words, the same framework that in order for something to be remembered, you require both a zechira and a sipur. The zechira alone won't give it the experiential aspect of living it through with all the details and all the factors that we mentioned. On the other hand, the sipur once a year, if it's not going to be reinforced daily with a zechira, it's also not going to last. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the framework. And so we use it both for the geula, and temporarily we use it also for the churban. Okay, that's what I wanted to share with you. We should all have a very meaningful Chag Kosher v'Sameach. I have over here the Madrich of the Madatz, who is the Yoni, if you'll give it a stamp and put it on the bima, so those who we spoke about have a mechush and want to take medication that doesn't have an issue of chametz, you have all the lists of the medications that have no chametz, etc., etc. Yes?
Can no one talk a little bit about Pnimius Pesach?
Pnimius was meant to remain Pnimius, no? And the Chitzonius was meant to remain Chitzoni. Halavai, I would be on the level to talk about the Pnimius of Pesach.
At least certain aspects.
Excuse me?
At least certain aspects.
No, I appreciate very much the question, but I think that everyone understands that everything has a Pnimius to it, and for a person should find it Pnimius in terms of where he is holding. Ba'asher hu sham. Everyone has a beautiful, beautiful Pnimius. The Pnimius of Pesach is to feel l'rosas atzmo ki hu yotza mimitzrayim. That's the biggest Pnimius that there is. I don't think that Bahanishvili Rahman Alamali, I don't think that the rest is necessary. Wherever someone is holding, so on that level he'll feel the Yetzias Mitzrayim.